and good afternoon, GRN listeners across the South and Central Texas listening area. This is your live, this is your local program, this is In His Vineyard. I'm Gordy Zambrano, your general manager for the Guadalupe Radio Network South and Central Texas listening area. You can hear this program every Monday at noon right here on your local GRN station, online at grnonline.com, or of course on the free Guadalupe Radio Network app. Also want to ask you to join us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is GRN South and Central TX. You can find us there and check out where we're at each and every weekend, each and every week. Want to thank everyone tuning in from Marble Falls, Fredericksburg, Kerrville, Uvalde, and right here in good old San Antonio. We're grateful, of course, that you have decided to spend this hour joining us and getting caught up on all things Catholic in South and Central Texas. On this program, as you know, we try to bring you a variety of informative discussions highlighting different people, ministries, and events going on in the Archdiocese of San Antonio and parts of the Diocese of Austin. On today's program, it's going to be exciting. You're going to want to tune in the whole hour because Ada Sines, the new president and CEO of Catholic Charities San Antonio, is here in studio with us. And Kimberly LaCue is also here. But she's not going to be speaking, but we're going to find out all about Ada Sines. And I'm excited because she's a fellow OLG parishioner of mine, Our Lady of Grace. And how exciting that this is her new role. We want to get to know her, of course, and her background and all that good stuff. So before we do that, we're going to, you know, start our program as we do each and every week. And that's in prayer. And so we want to pray for Archbishop Gustavo, of course, Bishop Gary Yannick, Bishop Arturo Cepeda, and retired Bishop Michael Boulet, and also all of our priests, deacons, seminarians, nuns, religious. Pray for our country, first responders. Pray for your family, of course, and those in need of prayer. So we start in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear God, may everything we do begin with your inspiration, continue with your help, and reach perfection under your guidance. With your loving care, lead all of us in our daily actions. Help us to persevere in love and sincerity. Bless us with an abundance of courage in proclaiming your holy name and the teachings of your church. Grant us the grace to do your will in loving obedience. Heavenly Father, keep us under your constant protection, and draw us, our families, and our loved ones ever closer to you. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So before we begin our interview or our talk with Ada Sines, want to bring you up to speed with everything that's been going on the past week and what's coming up. Of course, Car Raffle 2026 wrapped up, and our winner is Pamela from Houston. Houston got the car winner this year, and how exciting it was. I got to see a picture of Pamela, and she was all excited. Our GM over there and executive director, Wyatt Goolsby, was excited, of course, and she was in need of a vehicle. And so what better person to win that vehicle than somebody who's in need, right? And just so exciting that she won. I want to thank everybody who came out, bought a ticket, at the various parishes that we were at. I want to thank our volunteers, Dennis, Jack, Laura, Kristen, Patty, everybody who came out and helped us sell tickets. It was a big success. And again, Pamela from Houston won the car. So we're excited for her and look forward to next year's car raffle. But coming up, want to let you know, my Fishers of Men dinner is coming up April 9th. Hopefully Catholic Charities is going to be there. Fishers of Men dinner, April 9th. It's going to be fun. We have our keynote. My keynote is going to be Matthew Leonard, and he'll be on the program here in a couple weeks. I believe it's next week. So you're going to get to hear from Matthew Leonard, and my honoree is Father Carlos Velasquez. Father Carlos does a great job down at San Fernando Cathedral, and I can't wait to have him over there as my honoree. Thursday, April 9th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Doors open at 6:30. It's going to be at Holy Trinity Banquet Hall right there on Huebner. So join us for our 19th annual Fishers of Men dinner. Of course, you're going to get a great steak dinner and absolutely delicious catering. Does a great job in providing the best meal. It's awesome. So when it encourage you to go into grnonline.com and click on the events tab, and there you will find you'll find the dinner, okay, under Fishers of Men Dinner. So you click on that, and then South and Central TX. It's that easy. Get your table. Get your table starts at $1,500. Individual seats are $150. And if you need more information, you could always call me, email me at gordon@grnonline.com. So that brings us to a close of our, I failed to mention the Sin River Cruise. That's still something that's going to be hot. And I'll tell you what, it's April 22nd through the 30th. It includes Rouen, Normandy Beaches, Lisieux, and Paris. And so there is an extension to Lourdes, and you could view everybody that's going to be on there. Father Sam Medley, Debbie Giorgiani, Dave Palmer, Sean Rice, and of course our foundress, Toya Hall. She's going to be there as well. So it's going to be the a Sin River Cruise with an optional extension to Lourdes. You could get more information, okay, just by going into grnonline.com. That's where you're going to find everything. And once you click on events, you can also see Guadalupe Radio Sin River Cruise and get your information there. So a couple of great events coming up, but now I want to focus my attention on my guest for today, who is just a bit of, not appointed, but selected as the president and CEO of Catholic Charities. And of course, you know, our friend Antonio, he's now in New York doing a great job up there with Cardinal Dolan, who I think is retiring. But Ada, welcome to In His Vineyard.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
It's exciting. And, you know, right before we got out, you said, are we live? I said, we're live across five stations. So you're going out to all of South and Central Texas. And I want to introduce you because we want to get to know who you are, where you came from. We're going to talk about Boys and Girls Club and your great work over there. I'm a product of the Boys Club growing up.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah. And
here
we go
in San Antonio?
Here in San Antonio.
Oh, I love that.
I used to go every Saturday. I wasn't after schooler, but I was every Saturday. We'll talk about that more. But
you're still official. You're still official. Yeah.
I love the Boys and Girls Club. The Boys Club for me was it was a great experience growing up.
Oh, wonderful.
And so we could talk about that. But tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and, you know, your family. I know your family's at Our Lady of Grace where I go to. That's my parish.
Yeah.
But tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I was born and raised here in San Antonio. Both my husband and I, we are products of the local Catholic school system. He went to Central Catholic. I went to Incarnate Word.
Yeah.
We both went to small little Catholic schools on the west side of San Antonio. Uh-huh. So, you know, both of our parents sacrificed to put us through Catholic school. It was something that was very important to them. And I'm so glad that they did because it instilled a lot of really wonderful values in me and in terms of who I am, who we are in our marriage, who we are as parents. We have two children. Our daughter Lily is 13 and our son Ethan is 11 and they go to St. Anthony Catholic School.
Oh, awesome.
So that is how we got connected to Our Lady of Grace, was through, because it's
right
school,
next door. Yeah.
It's the school that's connected to that church. Yeah. And so, a lot of our friends who children grew up with our children, were attending there. And so we started going and we just absolutely fell in love with the community. Yeah. My husband is he's been on the Men's Acts retreat team several times. Yeah. He's a Knight of Columbus. I went on my first Women's Acts retreat through Our Lady of Grace.
You just went, right?
I just went.
Oh my
yes,
goodness.
I just went on my first retreat.
Yeah.
It's interesting because I was asked for so many years to go and it wasn't right. It wasn't my time yet.
Yeah.
And then this time around, I knew it was my time.
Yeah.
And I said, yes, I was probably the first one on their list. And this was before I knew that I was getting this position with Catholic Charities.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing because it was really God's timing that he wanted me to attend my first Acts retreat right before starting this new position as president and CEO of Catholic Charities.
He wanted you to get closer to him.
Absolutely. Yeah. He absolutely did. And so career-wise, I have been working in the nonprofit sector here in San Antonio my entire career. Started as an undergraduate for a program for first-generation college students. And I've worked for Girls Inc. I've worked for the Children's Shelter. And my most recent past employment was with the Boys and Girls Clubs, and I was there 11 years.
Wow. So that really groomed you to take this job on, because
absolutely,
this is a big job. This
is
humongous,
yes.
But to have a fellow parishioner, fellow Catholic, yeah. And you know, you mentioned, you know, growing up and you know, going to elementary school on the West Side. I did too. I went to Holy Rosary.
Oh, nice.
On Calabria
yes.
Road.
I did CYO softball there as a child.
Did you?
My dad made me. I was terrible, but yes.
Our paths, it's amazing. They've been kind of parallel to each other.
Yeah.
But now to have you in the studio, and, you know, I'm going on 3 years here, and, you know, my involvement with Catholic Charities and Antonio, and I want to continue that with
Wonderful.
You. So it's exciting. And so what at the Boys and Girls Club, what are you going to bring to Catholic Charities that may be different from previous presidents and CEOs?
Well, you know, I have built a lot of really good relationships in San Antonio, other nonprofits, elected officials. You know, we have amazing yeah. funders, very generous funders here in San Antonio.
Right.
But we have a lot of needs still in San Antonio. We have a lot of people who are going through really difficult times.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been a part of so many different collaborative approaches. And I've seen the need for a true systems change in our community
yeah.
to really not only help in critical crisis types of intervention situations that people
sure.
need. That's important. We still have to do that. But it's really going to take all stakeholders and all people coming together to
right.
do a true systems change to get people to a better place in their life and to yeah. really end that cycle of generational poverty that we unfortunately suffer from here in San Antonio.
Yeah. And you know, it's a true problem out there, and it's something that we have to work on every day.
Yes.
Because it doesn't stop. And it's the Lord's work, and the Lord has put you in this position to take that work and just go forward with it. So no, I think it's going to be great. And you know, I just saw you kicked off 40 cans for Lent.
Yes. Yes, we did.
Yeah. And so you've got programs throughout the year, but tell me a little bit about 40 cans for Lent, because I was watching it live on Facebook.
Yes.
And Archbishop was there. Bishop Cepeda was there.
Yes.
And you did a great job. But tell me about what that program is about and how the schools are integrated into that.
Sure. So what you saw was the kickoff event. So at that right. event, we had about 20 different local Catholic schools come. And it's a fun kind of pep rally for yeah. to kick off 40 cans for Lent, but it's also about service as well. So we are trying to raise 125,000 pounds of food.
Pounds. Wow.
For people in need in our community. And so the Catholic schools do have a competition, but you don't have to be just a Catholic school. Anybody in our community can give to this campaign to raise 125 pounds of food. But then also during the Lenten season, you can also volunteer with Catholic Charities in various ways.
Right.
So giving back, giving of your time is so important. And so at that kickoff event, we had about 500 local Catholic school students.
Wow.
All doing some type of service learning volunteer project at Catholic Charities that day.
That is humongous.
Yes.
And it looks so exciting. And there's a lot of schools there. I know the, you know, the Catholic Charities, I guess it's like a store, a makeshift store on Zorzamore Road.
Yes. Yeah, so I believe you're speaking of our St. Joseph's.
St. Joseph's,
food
that's
pantry.
Correct.
Yeah. Yes. It's really a beautiful place. If you have not been, I encourage you to please come out to our St. Joseph's food pantry. So it is a way for people who are dealing with food insecurities in their life, who don't really know where they're going to get their next meal from.
Right.
They can come in and they can shop. It's important for us to treat everybody with dignity and respect.
Right.
So even though you can't really pay for your groceries, you're going to still come in and shop just like you would if you were at HEB.
Yeah.
So we have grocery carts, so you can come in with your family and you can go through the store and choose what items you
want. It's a store, yeah.
It's a store. You come in and you choose right. which items you want for your family, but then at checkout, you're not paying with money.
Right. And so 40 cans for Lent. I remember growing up, we used to just collect the labels. Do you remember that?
No.
Or maybe you're too young for that. We used to, you had to collect labels. Yeah. And okay. Then the can would go into a bin or something, but it was the labels that we had to take off those cans. And now, of course, that has changed. So
yes.
40 cans for Lent. What a great program that is to kick off the year.
Yes.
And I'm sure it helps many, many out there, right? In terms of, you know, the need.
Yes, absolutely. And not just in San Antonio, you know, Catholic Charity supports the 19 counties of the Archdiocese.
That's right.
So this food isn't just San Antonio. It's going to San Antonio. It's going to all 19 counties where there's a need.
Yeah. So tell me this. I know I'm flip-flopping, but I wanted to mention 40 Cans for Lent, but you went through a rigorous interview process.
I did.
Okay. And we don't want to overstep that because there were many, many candidates nationwide. And so, you know, Archbishop in the end picks who the person
yes,
is, right?
Yes.
But tell me about that process because I'm intrigued by that because that it had to have been rigorous.
Yes. So my understanding is that there were over 300 candidates that they had gone through initially.
Yeah.
And then I want to say 30 something were assessed
like final,
or interviewed or something.
Yeah.
And then there were 6 people who went through the full blown interview process.
Wow.
So through that process, it was 8 people on the interview panel, and it was not only one of those interviews, but it was 2. And so there were several board members on that panel. There was 2 of the bishops. There were 2 people from the Archdiocese. There was a sister who is a very devoted volunteer to Catholic
yeah.
Charities on it as well. And, you know, the strangest part for me was that typically in a situation like that, you would be so terrified and just
Ooh.
Overwhelmed, right, with these
yeah.
8 people that are so professional and know their stuff sitting in front of you, you know,
yeah.
waiting for your answer to every single question. But it was so wonderful. The conversation just flowed so naturally. I felt so comfortable. And all of the questions were about, you know, nonprofit leadership.
Yeah.
Right in San Antonio. So I've got that. And also about faith and how faith is an important aspect for me personally
right.
of why I chose this profession. So it was very natural and everybody was lovely and wonderful. And apparently it went really well.
Your faith got you here
yes.
because I say the same thing about Guadalupe Radio Network, you know, because I was doing something totally different.
Yeah.
But when God calls you, he calls you in a big way.
Absolutely.
And he'll tell you, if you have a relationship with him, he'll say something's coming. Just be patient.
Yes.
Be patient. And, you know, you continue to pray each and every day. Mm-hmm. But what I think is very interesting is the fact that you went to an Acts retreat just prior to interviewing.
A week prior to starting this position, I was at my first Acts retreat.
At Our Lady of Grace. And
yes.
I gotta know that, you know, while you're going through that retreat, I was director in 2013.
Okay.
So I've been director, co-director at OLG. And so, you know, I know the whole weekend. I planned the whole weekend. I have to believe that during that weekend, during meditation, during adoration, something came to you and said, this is where you're going.
Yes. Absolutely.
I knew it.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a really profound weekend, a faith formation for me, to be surrounded by so many beautiful women who are just so committed
yeah.
to their faith and to sharing that faith with others and to being a living example of Christ's love.
Right.
I knew that this position was where God wanted me to be. To be an example of his love to people in need in San Antonio.
That is, you know, I wanted to talk about that because in my mind, I'm like, wow, she just went to Acts retreat, you know, and it does something to you. And, you know, being on the Acts team and a director and all that for 10 plus years until COVID, I know how powerful that is. We're going to keep talking about that, Ada Signs. And I want everybody to, you know, tune in, keep tuning in. We've got more that we're going to bring to you. We're going to talk about Fandango. We're going to talk about everything that's coming up, Catholic Charity. So sit tight. We'll be right back.
Yeah, that's fun. Thank you. Wonderful. Oh, yes.
Alan Ames will be back in San Antonio from March 15th through the 22nd.
It's kind of
Alan has traveled
like
the
this.
World, sharing his inspiring conversion story and powerful healing ministry. Alan's conversion experience has caused a dramatic change in his life, from a violent alcoholic to a man of the sacraments and prayer. For additional information on Alan's ministry or which parishes he will be visiting, visit alanames.org. That's Alan, AMES.org.
Hi, this is Dr. David Anders from EWTN's Called to Communion. I want to let you know that I've joined the staff at Stand Tall Life Coaching. If you're struggling to put the Catholic faith into practice because of habitual sin, family or relationship problems, or other personal or theological issues, I'm offering help. Reach out to me at my website, drdavidanders.com, or at standtalltoday.com.
I recently stumbled across your radio station on the way to work. I had seen a bumper sticker on somebody's car. I didn't know what it was or what it was about, but I tuned in on my way to work, and I've been listening to you guys ever since. I appreciate you guys, and maybe you can add me to your prayer list as well, just that I continue to develop my path with the Catholic Church.
The Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
Gordy Zambrano here, inviting all men and women to our 2026 Fishers of Men Dinner to be held on Thursday, April 9th at Holy Trinity Catholic Church Banquet Hall. Come enjoy a delicious steak dinner and an incredible talk by Matthew Leonard. Our honoree is Father Carlos Velasquez from San Fernando Cathedral. To purchase your tickets or sponsor a table, go to grnonline.com. Click on the events tab and go to 2025 South and Central Fishers of Men. See you there. And welcome back, everyone. Gordy Zambrano here. You're listening to In His Vineyard. I'd like to thank everybody out there in South and Central Texas listening in. I'll mention y'all again. Marble Falls, Fredericksburg, Kerrville, Uvalde, and San Antonio. Glad you joined us and getting caught up in all things Catholic. And today we have a special guest, Ada Sines, new president and CEO of Catholic Charities. If you've never heard of Catholic Charities, look them up. It's easy. CCAOSA.org. CC, that stands for Catholic Charities. AOSA.org. And in there, you could see all the events coming up. And I'm sure they're going to be having a page, explaining, you know, what these events are about. We were just talking about Fandango Under the Stars, and that benefits Guadalupe Home. And how exciting that is, because it's coming up. Today's February the 23rd. This is February 27th. Right, Kimberly and Ada?
Yes.
And it's at 6 p.m. and it's at Pedrati's Ranch. And, they've got some wonderful sponsors, Drury Hotel, Chavano, Dr. Mitch Finney, Our Lady of Grace. Hey, OLG's in there too. And many, many others at the Wrangler level. So if you're interested, please go into ccaosa.org. And there you could, you know, buy your ticket, your sponsorship.
Yes.
What's the event about?
Well, it's a family friendly event. So it's not this super fancy gala type of event.
Right.
It's a country western theme. It's at Pedrati's Ranch.
Pedrati's, I love that
place. You
can
bring your kids. You can bring your family. We're going to have kids games, lots of yummy food, music, dancing. It's a great time. So please come out and support Guadalupe Home.
And it's Fandango Under the Stars this Friday, February 27th. So you want to look into that. It starts at 6 p.m.
Yes.
And so, you know, I think that's going to be a great, great event. And it's for the family, which is awesome. So I think that's going to be awesome. So we were talking about, you know, we're going to continue talking about, you went to Axe Retreat. You grew up, you know, going to Catholic school, Incarnate Word, cheerleader.
Yes.
And for Central Catholic and, you know, involved in sports. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the aspect of being a team player, right?
Absolutely.
And it's so important because, you know, Catholic Charities like Guadalupe Radio, like many of our nonprofits, it takes many hands. It takes a team.
Yes.
And so, you know, as you're getting comfortable, you've been in the job not even a month yet.
Correct.
So how do you form that team, that team that's going to take, you know, what you're going to establish now. How do you move forward with that? How's the team over at Catholic Charities? Let's give them some props, because I know they work so hard.
They do. Yes, they do. We are very quickly becoming a family. They are already a family.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I walked into a very strong, tight-knit team that has worked well together for many, many years. And they have just been open-armed to me. Everybody's been so lovely and kind and helpful and, you know, want me to succeed and are excited for me to come on board. And, you know, there's been a lot of fuss about me, right, as the new CEO.
What kind of fuss is there? There can't be.
fuss about myself. Like, you know, that we had a beautiful staff luncheon and we're having a beautiful, you know, board event for me and, you know, all of this stuff, which is wonderful, right? I need to meet everybody. But what I told them at the staff luncheon is that it's not about me. It's about all of you and all the amazing work that you all do for people in need in our community. And just like you said, there is no way that all of that impactful, critical work could happen without all of those hands working together.
And, you know, I see the events, I go to the events, and I'll tell you what, to put on, you know, like the St. Nicholas Ball, that takes a whole year.
Oh, yes.
And there's many hands involved there. I mean, you go into that room at La Cantera and it's humongous.
It is humongous. Yes.
So, you know, it does take a lot of hands. It takes, you know, a lot of team effort. And so your staff, everybody that, you know, is over there at Catholic Charities right now, what have you seen in the very short period of time that says, man, I can work with these people. I love being here.
Everybody's committed to the mission.
That's good answer.
First and foremost, everybody is committed to the mission, and that translates differently based on what department you work under, right? Yeah. So it's going to look very different if you're direct service programming, or if you're in mission advancement, or if you're in finance or HR.
Right.
But they all know at the end of the day, we are all showing up and doing our very best to make sure that people in need get the services and the programming that are going to help them out in a really difficult time in their life.
Yeah. I want to talk about Archbishop, because, you know, he was a final say. I love Archbishop. Yes. He's been on this program. He's sat in that chair.
Yes.
And we love Archbishop Gustavo. Yes. What advice did he give you when he first said, you know, this is yours?
You know, so after the first two interviews, the last interview was with Archbishop and was with Bishop Sepeda. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even though everything just went so well with the first two interviews, I was a mess going into interview with the Archbishop and Bishop Sepeda. You know, because, you know, it's the Archbishop, right? You want to please him. You want to make sure that, you know, you're bringing your very best self.
Right.
And, so I was really nervous, but he was so lovely and so generous, so warm, so kind. And that's exactly how he continues to be every single day. You know, he knows that this is a very big job. So Catholic Charities is the social services arm of the Archdiocese of San Antonio, which I said includes 19 counties. And he sees the need in those 19 counties every single day, right? And he's praying for the people who are going through those difficult times in their life every single day. And so he understands that this is a big job, and he just wants to be as helpful and supportive so that me and my team can be as successful as possible.
Yeah, and Bishop Gary, you know, he's been on my program many times and goes to our Fishers of Men dinner. And, you know, Bishop Gary sat there and said, I think he's been to every parish within the Archdiocese.
I believe it.
Every church.
Oh, so, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like 200 and some. Yeah. So, you know, you're working with the Archdiocese of San Antonio, which I think is top notch. And they do such a, Archbishop does a fantastic job. It's good to have Bishop Sepeda in there now.
Yes.
And happy retirement to Bishop Michael Boulette.
Yes.
But, you know, with that said, moving forward with the Archdiocese of San Antonio, you know, Catholic Charities is a big arm of the Archdiocese.
Yes, it is.
And so there's a lot that goes into not only like St. Nicholas Ball, Fandango, stuff like that. Like you mentioned, y'all have a bunch of big events that you plan for throughout the year. Mm-hmm. But the main, I guess the main person, if you will, is that person suffering.
Yes.
At home.
That's right.
And that's who you tend to.
That's right.
These events are to provide an arm, are to provide the support.
That's right.
To have that reach.
That's right. And that goes back to, so that's mission advancement's piece,
right,
of living out our mission, is making sure that all of these events, and there are a lot of them, making sure that they're all a success.
Yeah.
Not just that year, but that people are going to want to come back the next year as well, to make sure that we do have the resources necessary to give impactful programming and services to people in need.
And, you know, you've got to be prepared for that. You know, we don't want this to happen, but crisis, right? Stuff
yes.
comes up. Look what's happening in Guadalajara, Puerto Rico.
Puerto Vallarta.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot going on. And so yes. we don't want that to spill over. But you also have crisis management that you have to think about.
Yes. Yes, we do. So I was able to tour our offices that we have. Well, not offices. It's a community center where uh-huh. people can come in and get support in Kerrville. After the flooding. Since the flooding, well, when the flooding was occurring, Catholic Charities was there immediately.
Yeah.
To do whatever was necessary, whatever could possibly be done during that time to help people as they were going through that situation. And we've been there every day since.
Yeah, and when that happened, Archbishop came on my program to talk about it.
Yes.
And the Lord put him there prior to this happening. Mm-hmm. He was scheduled to be at Notre Dame that weekend it happened, and he was there. And so he was there the very first couple of days that, you know, this flooding occurred. And he said, you know, it was like God's providence. He put him there.
Right.
You know, because there was a changing of the priest there, the pastor. So he was scheduled months ago to be there, not knowing what was going to happen.
Wow.
And so, you know, it's stuff like that, divine intervention that,
exactly.
you know, an archbishop, he sat in that chair and what he saw was, it was incredible. I mean, no words could describe.
Right.
But, you know, Catholic Charities, I know y'all are ready, at the ready. And
yes,
you need to
are.
Remain ready,
yes.
you know, for anything that comes up. But what great support by the Archdiocese. And, you know, there are people out there listening that may be saying, God, Ada's the new president and CEO. How do I get involved?
Yeah, so you can go onto our website, www.ccaosa.org. Yeah. I'm 3 weeks in, y'all, so give me a break. .org.
Yeah.
There are so many different ways to get involved. So you can go onto our website and look at all the different programming that we have. And if one speaks to your heart, you can give us a call, or there's a way to sign up online, because we need volunteers for all of those programs that you're going to see on there.
Yeah, and there's a way that, you know, on the site, I'm in there here right now, whether it's, you know, back to school or Project Cool with the fans.
Yes.
You know, you guys do so much, and there's a Donate Now page. So, you know, and there's humanitarian aid. So if you go into ccaosa.org, you're going to see everything that we're talking about. And, you know, we are now with Ada Sines, a new president and CEO. In case you just tuned in, it's the bottom of the hour, so I like to reintroduce our guest in case you just tuned in. Ada Sines, president, new president and CEO of Catholic Charities. And, you know, Antonio also sat in that chair.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just like you, delivered a great hour and, you know, told us what's going on at Catholic Charities. And so as you look ahead and, you know, you look to all these, like you said, you have tons of events coming up,
yes.
right? What are your personal goals moving forward?
You know, I want to continue. So I have been blown away by the community's understanding of really the community's trust in Catholic Charities.
Right.
Because there are so many nonprofits in San Antonio that are all doing amazing work. But Catholic Charities is really seen as an organization of strength.
Yeah.
And that's because Catholic Charities has been that. And so I want to really continue to be a leader in the nonprofit work in San Antonio to help convene other nonprofits.
Right.
You know, one of the things that we really want to be committed to is extending our services to the 19 counties. So We were in Uvalde. We are currently in Kerrville. We are in Del Rio. We do some other outreach to other areas as well. But how can we, that big presence that we have in those areas and in San Antonio, how can we expand that reach to other counties as well? So that's going to be part of what we work on together.
And that's a big task.
Yes.
Because like you said, you have, you know, you're out there in Uvalde, you're out there in Kerrville. There's so much work to do in all of these communities, right?
There is.
And it's after something has happened.
Yep.
All right. And so, you know, families are still hurting and people are, you know, praying for the best, but Catholic Charities is a very strong arm.
Yes, yes. And, you know, and it's really hard for people who are in rural areas because there's even less of an access.
Yeah, to feel
resources.
It, right?
Yeah. Yeah, to resources in those areas. So how can we become more mobile to have more outreach to help all people?
And see, that's going to be the key. And I love that you mentioned that, you know, expanding your reach because, you know, we don't talk about Del Rio much or Uvalde or, you know, places like that that are on the outskirts.
Yes.
And so it's so important that we involve those communities and, you know, bring them into the realm, right?
Absolutely. There are people in need in all areas. Yeah. So how do we reach them?
Well, Ada, I'm so glad you came on the program. You know, I've been telling everybody, hey, tune in because they're like, who's the new president, CEO? What's she about? Where'd she come from? We mentioned, and there's some that maybe are tuning in right now. You came from the Boys and Girls Club. And I mentioned earlier that I'm a product of the Boys Club growing up.
I love it.
At Calderon. I was at Northside. And my good friend John, who lived two doors down, his sister was like a director.
Okay.
But she was, you know, in charge of a Boys Club location.
Oh,
so wherever
lovely.
She went, we went.
Yeah.
And so, you know, part of it was on the north side. And so we'd go over there. Then she got assigned to Calderon. And so we went down deep in the west side.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, we played pool all day.
7-8-0-7. Yep.
Yeah. Played pool, free throw shooting, basketball, football, you name it. It was just a great place to be. And so that's where you're coming from. That's what I'm trying to tell everybody, our listeners. You've got experience in this.
I do.
And experience with our youth.
Yes.
That's the other thing I wanted to bring out with Catholic Charities. You know, it is about the future. It is about those future Catholics and how we mold them, right?
Absolutely.
And so the youth aspect, how are you going to bring that into the fold?
So, you know, I've been very pleasantly pleased with learning about all the different programs of Catholic Charities.
Right.
Because it's full wraparound services for all ages. So we have programs for babies even before they're born.
Yeah.
So we have San Antonio birth doulas. So women who are pregnant can start to receive prenatal care and counseling and support and services. And then, you know, of course, after they give birth, they can continue with the program. I think Nurse Family Partnership is another program that goes through the age of 3, I want to say, to support first-time moms. And then we also have programs for children. For teens to help kids. We have an after-school program and a summer program. And then we have services for adults, people who are dealing with food insecurities, people who are dealing with homelessness, who are on the verge of potentially becoming homeless, and we help prevent that from happening in their life.
Right.
And then we have programs for seniors. So all aspects of life, we have programs and services for whatever chapter of life that you're in.
Right. I was looking at St. PJ's Children's Home.
Yes.
I love St. PJ's.
I love St. PJ's and Seton Home. I actually worked at Seton Home for a very small amount of time.
Did you really?
In between jobs, yes. And those girls just had my whole heart.
Yeah.
I wasn't there very long, but it was really hard to leave when I did because you create these really wonderful, meaningful relationships with these girls who they find themselves pregnant. You know, they want to do the right thing for their unborn child, but they don't have the support that they need in their life. So Seton Home, which is under the umbrella of Catholic Charities, takes them in and gives them a safe and nurturing place to live and to have their baby and to thrive.
I want to continue talking about that. We got to go to a break, but Ada Sines, new president and CEO, we're going to come back. Listeners, sit tight. We'll be right back. Cody Zambrano here, inviting all men and women to our 2026 Fishers of Men Dinner to be held on Thursday, April 9th at Holy Trinity Catholic Church Banquet Hall. Come enjoy a delicious steak dinner and an incredible talk by Matthew Leonard. Our honoree is Father Carlos Velasquez from San Fernando Cathedral. To purchase your tickets or sponsor a table, go to grnonline.com, click on the events tab, and go to 2025 South and Central Fishers of Men. See you there.
Hey, Guadalupe family, this is Zach Allen, your general manager in the Houston market, and I am here to say thank you so very much to every single person that supported our car raffle over the last 7 weeks since January 1st, big kickoff, and we have a very exciting announcement that Miss Pamela in the Houston listening area is this year's winner, and we want to say thank you again to everybody, and may God bless you in this new year, and may God bless Miss Pamela and her new Mercedes.
Listen to The Spirit World with Debbie Giorgiani and Adam Bly.
Demonic activity appears to be on the rise. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and I invite you to join Adam Bly and me this weekend for The Spirit World.
On The Spirit World, we offer a Catholic perspective on angels, demons, and how the spiritual and physical worlds interact.
Saturdays at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern, on the Guadalupe Radio Network and other EWTN radio affiliates. Visit grnonline.com/spiritworld.
Hey, Cecil, it's been a while since we've done a radio spot about the upcoming Seine River Cruise.
Yes, and the cruise is just around the corner, April 22nd through the 30th, with an optional extension to Lourdes. Gosh, who would know if you can still sign up?
Hello there!
Of course, the random French man to the rescue.
It's certainly not too late to sign up, but you must do so quickly. There are a very limited numbers of spots left for this once-in-a-lifetime experience in France. Visit grnonline.com/cruise to sign up.
Random French man, we're gonna miss you when this cruise is over.
Moi aussi.
And welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. And, you know, like I said on this program, we try to bring you informative discussions, and we're highlighting a person today that is well worth highlighting. The new president and CEO of Catholic Charities, Ada Sines. I'm so glad that Kimberly LeCue brought her in here. And Kimberly, thanks for organizing everything. And,
yay, Kimberly.
You know, yes, yay to Kimberly, because it's a big deal, because, you know, you are just days into this. You can't even say weeks, right? A couple of weeks. And so, you know, Ada took time out of her calendar to come and talk to our Guadalupe Radio Network listeners, which I am so grateful for. And I know Bishop Cepeda is going to come in. He was supposed to be here 2 weeks ago, but he had an emergency meeting. We're going to reschedule. So, you know, having newness in our Catholic, you know, in our Archdiocese of San Antonio, that's a great thing.
Yes.
And, you know, to follow in the footsteps of, you know, Bishop Michael Boulet and Antonio, these are big shoes to fill.
Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, make no mistake, God's in charge.
Yep.
And so when he's in charge, the right people are put in the right place. And we're just talking about, you know, me being here at Guadalupe Radio. I'm going on 3 years, but I never had any radio experience, TV. I've never been on TV, nothing.
You are so professional. You seem like you've done this your entire life.
No.
I would have never guessed that.
30 years in consumer product goods, and I never even went in front of a mic. I never was on a program, nothing. So, but God put me here, and I love being here. God puts you here.
Yes.
And we're talking about those who are just tuning in. You just went to an Acts retreat.
I did.
Acts is near and dear to my heart because it ignited the fire within me.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in 2009, and it was just an incredible experience. So tell me about your experience at this Acts retreat, because there's some that are just tuning in. My wife works for Acts Missions.
Okay.
And so, you know, we had their Acts Missions. Deb Alanis is on here all the time. And so it's near and dear to our heart here. And I'm just impressed that you went to an Acts retreat prior to taking this job.
Yes, right before I went to my first Acts retreat. And it was such a wonderful experience. I love how they have all aspects of faith.
Yes.
At the retreat. So it's not just reflection and prayer, but there is reflection and prayer. It's not just sisterhood and community, but there is sisterhood and community.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it was with the most amazing women. Our Lady of Grace has a very strong community.
We know the same people.
Yes.
We
yes,
do.
Yes.
Who is your director? First name only.
Brenda.
Okay. I know who Brenda is.
Okay. Yeah, yes. Yeah. and our children go to school together, Brenda and I.
Yeah.
And the her co-chair was Selena.
Yep, I know Selena. And her husband, Bobby.
Yeah,
Bobby.
Yes, and so our families, you know, have grown up together. Our kids have grown up together. So I think that was part of the reason why it was my time to say yes.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to be a part of this beautiful experience that I knew Brenda and Selena would.
And you committed to that before even knowing
I committed to Catholic Charities almost half a year ago. So I had no idea that I was going to even apply for this position at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way that God works.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, I'm intrigued by that. In case you don't know, we both go to Our Lady of Grace.
Yes.
Catholic Church over off of McCullough.
Yes.
And I've been there since 2001. I love every aspect of our parish, and it's awesome. Father does a terrific job over there. Father Hodhead used to.
Yes.
He was a pastor there, and St. Peter's.
Correct.
The apostle over in Alma Heights. And so I see him over in Alma Heights.
Okay.
So I told you I'm a roaming Catholic ever since I got this job, because the last 7 weeks I've been at seven different parishes.
Oh, wow.
Or a car raffle. So, you know, it's being versatile and it's doing God's work. And I know you're going to do a great job doing God's work over at Catholic Charities. What else should we know about Ada Signs that our listeners would be like, oh, that's interesting. What do you do when you're not working?
I carpool my children around everywhere that they tell me to go. Yes, I am the taxi. I was at a dance competition all weekend long with my 13-year-old daughter at the Henry B. Convention Center. So I'm a dance mom.
Yeah.
And my son is trying golf for the first time. So now I'm a golf mom, apparently. So I'm a family woman for sure. So when I'm not working, I am with my family. We have two dogs and a cat as well. I just, it's the small things in life that are most meaningful and important and joyful for me. So being a part of OLG's community.
Yeah.
You know,
and your husband, he's a product of Catholic school.
Yes, he is a product of Catholic school.
The Central Catholic Brotherhood is pretty tight.
It is. It is. It is very strong. Yes. Here in San Antonio. So we love it. We both love being a part of such a strong, faithful community.
Yeah.
And now this just elevates that for us. But we've always been super connected. And I think that's going to help me in this position as well.
Yeah.
Because we have lots of lifelong friends who are very strong Catholics and who want to help out in any way that they can. So I'm very blessed in that regard.
I mentioned Central Catholic. My nephew Daniel, Anna and Chris's son, he's at top of his class now. He's going to graduate. But, you know, Central Catholic, that's a very tight brotherhood. I love your Catholic background, but at Catholic Charities, you don't have to be Catholic to get involved.
That is correct.
I mean, we're talking all Catholic here, but it's for all faiths.
It is for all faiths, all religions, all backgrounds, all ethnicities.
Mm-hmm.
You do not have to be Catholic in order to get involved in terms of helping or in terms of receiving services. We help our entire community, all backgrounds.
I love that aspect because, you know, so many times, you know, we talk, we get really deeply involved with our Catholic faith. And it's not that we forget, you know, there's other faiths out there, but we need to remember that we're here to help everyone.
That's right.
Just like at Guadalupe Radio, you know, we have our call-in shows. A lot of people call in that are not Catholic because they're intrigued by our faith.
Mm-hmm.
They're intrigued by the way we do things. They have questions. And so the same with Catholic Charities. Yeah, I'm sure they're intrigued by what Catholic Charities does. And they're probably like, how do I get involved? I'm Methodist.
Right.
But I love what y'all do.
Right. And we're stronger together. So, you know, we have interfaith partnerships. You know, we just at the 40 Days of Lent event, we had Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They gave a very big donation of foods and canned goods to make that a successful event. And so, you know, God wants us to work together to help all people. So that's what we're going to do.
Now, you mentioned I want to include the outline areas. Del Rio, you have an office there, right?
We do. Yes, we have an office there. So they provide counseling. They provide food pantry. They have a clothes pantry that people can come and get clothing, get food. We have counseling there. So we want to continue to increase that program there
now,
as well.
Now, we talked about food, Ada. What about, you just mentioned clothing.
Yes.
How can, tell us a little bit about that.
So also at St. Joseph's, we also have a place where there's a bunch of clothing that people can come in and shop, just like they were at a store, and come in and pick out some clothing for them and for their children. We also have, it's Veronica's Closet,
Dr. Mitch Finney.
Veronica's Boutique. And so this is a boutique that's specifically for baby's clothing, children's clothing.
Right.
And so we provide all kinds of clothing through that as well.
Dr. Mitch Finney and Chrissy Finney are incredible.
Yes.
Chrissy's on my Fishers of Men committee.
Oh, wonderful.
They do a fun run every summer. And the Catholic Charities van is there handing out tacos. And they're the best tacos.
Oh, great.
And, you know, so you do the fun run and, you know, Dr. Mitch Finney coordinates it. He'll come on the program, talk about, you know, Veronica and butterflies and all that. But it's so wonderful to see the tie-in between them and Catholic Charities.
Yes, I was able to meet them at an event a few weeks ago. And so I'm really looking forward to working with them as we move forward.
Yeah. And, you know, is there anybody out there? I mean, if somebody out there is listening and, you know, say they have an organization that they'd like to get involved with Catholic Charities, how does that process work? If I mean, I know you're new into this, but maybe share a little bit about who they can contact.
Well, I mean, if you already have a contact through Catholic Charities, a lot of times our partnerships happens organically.
Yes.
So you know somebody who knows somebody, and we have this great partnership or this great program that, you know, we want to elevate it or get it involved or add it to the menu of the services provided by Catholic Charities. We are always willing to have those conversations. We want to do what's best for the community. So, that's another thing that I really loved about learning about Catholic Charities is, one thing I was asked was, what was your best piece of advice you've ever received in your life?
Oh, I like that question.
And so, and my response was, say yes.
Say yes.
Say yes. And Catholic Charities says yes.
Yeah.
They're going to, where there's a will, there's a way. We may not have the staff to do it at the time. We may not have the resources to do it at the time. We're going to figure it out. We're going to call our friends. We're going to call our partners. We're going to call elected officials, our city, county, and we're going to make whatever needs to happen, we're going to make it happen. Catholic Charities says yes to people in need.
The other thing I want to mention about saying yes, you have a board that is just so strong.
We do. Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that board and, you know, some of the work that the board members do out there, because I know it's a lot.
We have about 30 members on our board, and I believe we have a waiting list. So,
really?
Yes. So it is it's a very active board. We have a ton of different advisories and committees for them to be engaged in. So it's not one of these boards where, you know, you come in four times a year, you sit at the board meeting, you listen, and then you're gone. These are people who are truly committed to the mission, who are very involved in their faith, and who have, you know, the time, talent, and treasure to give, and they are committed to giving.
And, you know, just seeing the list of board members, their names, I mean, it's it's a very powerful board.
Absolutely.
And that is what you need to, you know, when you're running a large organization like this, you need great minds.
Absolutely. Yes. You absolutely. Know?
And so tell me, before we close out, we got about 3-4 minutes. Fandango Under the Stars. I want to mention this because it's this Friday, February 27th. And, I want to make sure everybody knows all about this event because this is your next upcoming event. You've got so many, but Fandango Under the Stars, it benefits Guadalupe Home.
Yes, that's right.
And so you can, there's still tickets available, Kimberly? Yeah. You can still go in.
Yes, please come out. If you don't have any plans for this Friday, come out to Pedrati's. Like I said, it's not, you know, you don't have to get super dressed up. It's family friendly. It's fun.
You don't have to be Catholic.
You don't have to be Catholic. Put on your jeans and your boots. This is Texas. Everybody has their jeans and their boots. Put them on and come out to Pedrati's and support Guadalupe Home.
And you're going to have a band, I take it?
Yes. We're going to have live music. We're going to have games and food and family fun.
Yeah. And so I want to encourage everybody to go to ccaosa.org. ccaosa.org. And that's Catholic Charities. CC. What's the AO?
Archdiocese of San Antonio.
I
got that one right.
Hey, that was good. AOSA. Okay, ccaosa.org. And you can click on the events tab. And there you're going to see everything that's coming up. Fandango, the gala in the garden, Red Shoes Fiesta, the Senior Fiesta. I love seeing the pictures of the Senior Fiesta. But y'all are very involved during Fiesta. Are you looking forward to it?
I am.
I know you know all about Fiestas. So.
Well, my husband joined the Consejos this year as well
for Ray Feo. Uh-huh.
So we're going to be super duper busy. Yeah, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's a lot of work. I can't even start to begin. My brother-in-law served on as a consejo or as a, on the court.
Okay.
And I can't believe the time it takes that they devote. It's amazing. But maybe one day we'll have them on here on my show.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
But for now, Ada, I know you've got a lot of work to do. I'm just so blessed that you came in and Kimberly for organizing this, because I know our viewers, you know, they probably heard, hey, Antonio's gone. There's going to be a replacement. Here's the replacement.
Yes.
And big shoes to fill, but I have all the confidence the world that you're going to do a fantastic job.
Thank you so much. And I'm so happy that you brought me on. Thank you for having me.
And I want y'all to come on, you know, as much as you like. So
okay,
our show, Guadalupe Radio, we're here to support everything that the Archdiocese supports. And, you know, I mean that when I do my opening line. And I say, you know, we support everything the Archdiocese of San Antonio and parts of the Diocese of Austin, because it's important to us to be involved and to highlight, you know, different people, ministries, and so many ministries out there that have come on our program. And I'm so excited that Catholic Charities came in today.
Thank you.
So we got 1 minute. Any last words? I'm going to say God bless you and good luck to you. You don't need luck.
Thank you.
We're going to send you all the blessings from the Guadalupe Radio Network. I know you're going to do fantastic.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Ada Signs, everybody. Look up Catholic Charity, ccaosa.org for more information. Don't forget Fandango this Saturday. Go get your seats, your tickets. Everybody, thank you. Check out our digital platform, Twitter, X, Facebook. We're all across those. We love you guys. Keep praying. God bless.
All Catholic, all the time. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
Promote your business or apostolate at the 21st Annual National Catholic Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. on March 19th. Over 1,500 attendees and dozens of Catholic exhibitors will be there. Millions will watch on EWTN. It's one of the largest annual Catholic events in our nation's capital. Many levels of participation are available. To learn more, visit CatholicPrayerBreakfast.com. That's CatholicPrayerBreakfast.com, a proud supporter of Guadalupe Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dr. David Anders from EWTN's Called to Communion. I want to let you know that I've joined the staff at Stand Tall Life Coaching. If you're struggling to put the Catholic faith into practice because of habitual sin, family or relationship problems, or other personal or theological issues, I'm offering help. Reach out to me at my website, drdavidanders.com, or at standtalltoday.com.
Hello, I am Archbishop Gustavo, and thank you for listening to the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul. May our triune God be praised through this network, glorifying each one of the persons of the Most Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We entrust your family and your beloved ones to the action and power of the Holy Spirit, which is what Jesus did before he left and be glorified by the Father. He left the Holy Spirit for us. May our Lord Jesus Christ bless our bishops, our priests, our deacons and seminarians, nuns and religious every day. And may the Holy Spirit, source of all purity of heart, communicate it to you through the cross. May the Spirit keep your body and your soul pure so that you can see God, and may people find God through you. Viva Cristo Rey! Viva! Viva Our Lady of Guadalupe! Viva!
Hi, I'm Nick De La Torre, host of Morning Joy, where truth matters. We have a new segment on Morning Joy called The Inside File. Every day, Debbie Giorgiani and Cy Kellett pull the file on an important topic or article and shed light on it for us. Some of these get pretty controversial, but the next one is awesome. Adult baptisms are on the rise in Europe. Tune in tomorrow starting at 6 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Eastern, or catch it on the Morning Joy podcast.
Thanks for listening to KJMA 89.7 Floresville, San Antonio on the Guadalupe Radio Network in South Texas. Catholic radio for your soul.
Catholic radio for your soul.
Heard also streaming on grnonline.com and on your smartphone.